So welcome to this guided self-inquiry session. And today I wanted to work with the question, where am I? This was a really powerful question for me, really powerful. And it kind of caught my attention, somehow popped into my mind at some point. And I became really rather obsessed with this question for probably around 6 months to a year. And each time I kind of found that I had spare time, my attention began to drift to this question more and more, and kind of trying to find the answer, experience the answer to that question. So maybe it will grab you like that immediately. Maybe it might not have such kind of aliveness, but watching this video will kind of plant that question in there. And when it's the right time, it will sprout and grow and bear fruit in your consciousness. So really just starting from the question, where am I? And following along with this, if you want to, if you feel a call to explore as I'm talking inside, try to experience, try to find out rather than think about. And it's, again, it's totally okay. If you get a little stuck at some point, you can just pause, you can rewind the video, or you can just continue and try again next time. And it's not the purpose of any guided inquiry like this to have you come out of it with, oh my goodness, now I know what I am. But I'm more interested, as I've also said in contemplation, in getting you to really love a question, what it feels like to have a question, to be open to see, to be in a discovery mode or exploratory way of being rather than thinking. There's nothing wrong with thoughts, of course, but it's not going to give you the freedom that we're all looking for. So when I first started with this question, where am I? There was something about it that seemed amazingly profound. And at the same time, in a very weird dualistic way, it seemed very nonsensical and obvious. Well, I'm here. You know, what kind of a stupid question is that? Where am I? I'm here. Obviously, I'm here. But there was something inside that said, yeah, but look a little closer. There's something important here. And really what we're referring to when we're looking for ourselves. So I might just kind of point, well, I'm here. But what I'm really pointing to is my body. I know where I am, but really I know where my body is. My body is here. As you could probably point to your body and know where it is with a sense of certainty, you know, relative to the rest of the objects in the room, you know where it is. So where are you? Where am I? And again, noticing the tendency to point to the body or to point to, because you can't actually point to a thought, but to reference thoughts as a location. I know the location of my body. My emotions are happening in that body. And I know the location of my thoughts. My experience seems to be happening in and around me. But again, are you certain of all of that? Or is that your body, your mind, your experience, you're saying has a location? You know where your body is. You know where your thoughts are happening. You know where your emotions are happening. All of that. They have a location, don't they? You can say here, pointing to the body. Where are you? The one that feels it's inside the body, using the body, living in the body. Where are you exactly? Where are you precisely? And when I looked at this, I had a sense, when I first started to look at this question, I had a sense, I'm here. That much I could say with certainty. I exist somewhere because I can recognize this question and answer with these words. I'm using this body somehow, somewhere, from somewhere. I am here somewhere. And I had this vague, or very strong sense rather, that I exist inside this body. I'm as big as my body, or something like that. Some people notice a sense that I feel I'm only in my head, or I feel I'm in my chest here. Whatever it is that you feel You have a sense of existing. I want you to really question that. Not whether you exist or not, but can you find exactly where you are? So if I know I'm here, obviously I'm here, I exist. But precisely where, when you actually start to look to try to find, like, do I stop here or here or here or here and moving outwards from the body, where do I actually stop? Am I only in the body? Am I limited only to that? And something really must say, yes, yes, I am. But if we actually really look again, just to remind ourselves, inquiry is trying to actually experience it. Where do you stop? Where is your boundary? Not your body's, you. And how far do you reach from the body? How far forward towards the screen does my beingness go? When I really began to look like this, where am I? And perhaps another really important question, where aren't I? Then I really couldn't actually say. There was just a vague sense of a separate being, being here, existing here. But when I actually looked for that to try to find it, there was something here that's not a thing that is me. But I couldn't find where it stopped. Something using this body that I've called me. There's a sense of me using this body. Where does it actually stop? And where does it start? Can you say with a certainty? Again, just trying to find, I feel like I'm only here, only in one place, in one location. But can I prove that or disprove that? And actually just looking, actually just trying to find where you are. Where am I then? I know where my body is. It has a location. I could point to it on a map. It's in this room, in this house, in this town, in this country, in this plant, on this planet. But what about you? Can you say with the same sense of clarity where you are? Where do you stop? Where do you end? Where aren't you? Where does the next person start? When I really looked at this, there was just a sense of being only here that had been sustained because of lack of investigation. And to my astonishment, I couldn't find where I was. And I still can't find where I am. I cannot point anywhere and say, I'm here, or I'm there, or I'm over there, or I'm this. And I can't label myself with a shape and a boundary. I can't actually do that. And when I really recognized this, it began to become quite, this is where I began to get really excited about this question and a little bit, a lot obsessed with it. Where am I then? I couldn't find myself as a thing, as a someone, as an object with definable characteristics like the body. I know my body is, and I know it's here, and it isn't here, is it, my body? It's here, but it isn't here. Can I say that with my beingness? Does it have a stop or an edge? It must be here because I'm here. Where is that edge, the outer edge of my being? When I really looked at this, I couldn't answer that question. I had to admit that I don't know where I am. I actually don't know where I am. I know I'm here, so it wasn't scary, but I couldn't say that I know where I am. And the first honest thing I had to, I don't know where I am. I don't know what I am. I can say that I'm not a thing and I'm not a someone, although I feel that way, seems to be still, and that's okay. And I can say that I'm not only in one place, because if I'm only here, I should be able to find that. I came to a startling revelation. I don't have a location. I don't have somewhere I can point to myself and say, this is where I am. That is kind of the quality of characteristics of being the formlessness. That I'm not over here or over there. I'm not only in one place. I'm not a thing with a definable shape, an energetic shape or anything like that. Although we may have long believed this about ourselves. So looking with me again, can you find where you are? Well, I'm here, because mine says, you know, my mind used to say, well, I'm here. Okay, where is here? And as we're exploring like this together, you might notice a sense of uncomfortableness in that we're challenging assumptions that we've held for a very long time. But also you might be a little excited that we're actually pushing beyond the boundaries of our thinking, of our assumptions that have held us captive for so very long that we've been experiencing over and over again. Do you know where you are? Can you still say with certainty that you know where you are? And if you really let that into your heart, how does that make you feel? Your body may begin to experience excitement at this. It used to get goosebumps and shivers, like, I don't actually know. Everything about my life, my awakening, has been based on this idea that I know where I am. That when someone hugs my body, they're hugging me. That when I put food in my mouth, I'm eating. I'm going to bed. I'm driving. All of that. And it's all to do with my body. And what do I know about me? Of course, these bodies are beautiful. We're using them to express ourselves and to recognize ourselves and to share and encourage each other and all of that. But do you know where you are? Ask, just looking again, each time I ask that question, you can kind of train yourself to look, experience, I want to find out, can I find where I am? And if I can't find where I am, what does that mean? How is that important? How can I use that? Well, if you can't find yourself as a someone somewhere in time and space, what other option is there? If you don't exist somewhere, but you do exist, then what remains? Where are you then? Because our mind will say, and this is traditional way of thinking, that I exist as a someone somewhere here, or I'm absent, dead. I'm alive, or I'm dead. There's only two options for existence. Existing somewhere in time and space, as someone walking around in the universe, or not, absent, gone. But if you don't exist as someone somewhere, you can't find that someone somewhere, can't find where you are, then the third option that mind cannot really even begin to consider through its own way of functioning and no fault of its own is the space, the infinite space in which the universe is appearing. And the infinite space in which that sense of someone is appearing and disappearing. Appears and disappears every night, doesn't it, when you go to sleep? Disappears at nighttime rather and reappears in the morning. That sense of someone is the waking state, really. All that is happening, and the body too, inside this infinite space. You are here. And where do you stop? Do you have any edges, any boundaries? And if I don't exist as someone somewhere on this map of the universe, I must be everywhere. And that will be a strange thought at first. It won't have much pull to it, that conclusion that you must be everywhere. But if you keep looking and telling the truth that I can't actually find where I am, I don't know. Even today, even now, as I'm saying these words, I don't know where I am. I could say I'm everywhere. There's a kind of location too, isn't it? Really? Am I somewhere or everywhere? Yes. Yes to both. I'm appearing as this unique individual, this human being, not separate to anything, but unique and individual. Somewhere in this town in England and in Batley in England, in the UK. And I'm also everywhere. And I can't be nowhere because I know I exist. And those are the only options for existence, nowhere, somewhere, or everywhere. And if this bit's going a little too fast, you can just drop this bit, focus on the first bit. Can you find where you are? And what does it mean if you can't? And for me, that was so shocking and then became so exciting. If I don't know where I am, how do I know which body is mine, which karmic patterns are mine, which lack of whatever it is that I'm currently experiencing is mine? How do I know that the body across the road isn't mine? And the next person I encounter, if I don't know where I am, can I still say my mind? Or is there just thoughts going around in a brain and a body that I seem to be using, but I can't say it's only the only place I am? Where does that leave my karmic patterns, my awakening, my resistance, my meditation, all of that? And I had to begin to admit that I don't know which one of these bodies is mine. And that was a really strange thing to say. It probably feels strange when you kind of recognize that inside. Because in each body, you have this sense, this is the one I'm using. I'm looking through this one. I can see what the eyes are seeing. I can hear what the ears are saying, hearing. I can hear what the mouth is saying. And not always coherently. But don't you have that same sense in every body? Wherever you are, wherever there's a human body on this planet, comes with it this feeling, I'm looking through it. Everybody has that, don't they? I'm here using this body. If you don't know which one is yours, if you can't say with 100% certainty, there's a huge wide gap then in the main assumption that causes all of our suffering. I know where I am. I know which negative emotions are mine. I know which negative thoughts are mine. I know which karmic patterns are mine. I know where I am in my awakening. Well, not really. You can point to a particular body, my vehicle, and say it's so far along in its contemplative process, or it's dropped this karmic pattern, but not these ones yet. You can say where the body mind is. You can't say where you are in terms of your awakening if you don't know where you are. And maybe this question is really, you're really getting excited with it. And maybe it's just not resonating with you at all. That's okay. Again, it's planted a seed. Just have to come to the recognition. It's enough to come to the recognition that I can't really say where I am. And as you begin to recognize, all the things that you're suffering from are based on the conclusion that you know where you are, the erroneous conclusion. If I have an argument with someone and they say something really unfair to me and I'm waiting for them to apologize and I feel really angry and upset and hurt, can you still say that you need this other person to apologize, that you're the one here hurt and upset? Or maybe it's the other way around, you need to apologize and you've hurt them. Can you still say that if you don't know where you are? As you admit this, then whatever needs to go on between the two bodies is going to unfold beautifully. Whichever body needs to apologize will, etc. Do you know where you are? just be clear on that, and something will come wonderfully through that gap in we've held this conviction so tightly. I am my body, and I know where I am then. Wherever my body is, I'll point to that as my location. But do you have a location, or are you locationless? Are you that space in which all locations happen? And in the end, you'll find it's okay totally if you can't grasp this experientially at the moment. I couldn't either at first. I'm everywhere and I'm somewhere, and I'm not limited by any of those terms, everywhere and somewhere. Are just loose locations that I can play with language in order to communicate with everybody else, other reflections of myself. So I hope that's been helpful. And I just want to remind you before I finish this, that it's enough just to listen to this and to allow it to stir some curiosity. You don't have to. It's very rare that you're going to listen and watch something like this and come out with all the answers at first. That's not the purpose of this. It's to stimulate. What I want to do is to stimulate some original thinking inside you. The thought, I don't know where I am. Probably you've never thought that thought before, just as I hadn't. All of my life had been based on this assumption that I do know where I am. Original thought as in new to me. So wonderful to share this time with you. And I'll see you on the next video. Thank you.